Mas vale trocar placer por dolores que estar sin amores.
Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. This week's trivia question will probably be easy for any of you who may be from Morocco. What is mofleta? The answer, as always, later in the program. The day after Passover ends, Moroccan Jews celebrate Mimona. This festivity is believed to have originated in Fez, Morocco, although it's unclear exactly when. Although in recent years this custom has become increasingly popular among all Israeli Jews, it's relatively unknown among non-Moroccan Jews living in the diaspora. So I thought that you would be interested in hearing about this holiday and its customs. First of all, there are different theories as to the origin of the name Mimona. Some people believe that it comes from the Arabic word emuna, which means faith. Others say that it comes from the Hebrew-Arabic word mammon, which means wealth and money. Other traditions link the name to Maimon, the father of Maimonides, whose yahrzeit is the day after Passover. The celebration of this holiday began several centuries ago, probably in the Moroccan town of Fez. The Jews of Morocco began celebrating Mimona on the evening after Passover because they believed that during this night the heavens are open to our prayers. For this reason, it was customary in many places to set up matches between young men and women on Mimona Eve, and nowadays it's still a time to initiate courtships. There's one old tradition associated with this holiday that I personally find really lovely. In Morocco, it was customary for Jews to visit their vineyards and orchards on this day, and after returning to their homes, they would take a basket full of Passover delicacies to a Muslim acquaintance. The basket contained an egg and meat pie, which was a Jewish delicacy, matzah and salads. The Muslim host received the Jew according to the traditional Eastern ceremony of hospitality. He would serve the Jew delicacies, especially fruit. The Muslim would also give the Jew a basket, which would contain primarily milk, butter, flour, and yeast. It was not possible to obtain yeast at the end of Passover, and the Jews, of course, didn't have any at home, so the gift of the yeast made it possible for the Jews to prepare dough for bread right after Passover. So Mimona marks the end of Passover and a return to normal life and eating habits. Jews wish each other a happy ending of Passover. Mimona is basically a folk holiday. Unlike Passover, which is charged with religious meaning, this is a festival devoted to the celebration of community, friendship, and hospitality. It's traditional for people to leave their doors open and exchange visits with their friends and neighbors and share typical food. Tables are set with white tablecloths and covered with green stalks of wheat, coins, flour, butter, beans, milk, eggs, dates, honey, fruits, vegetables, and typical sweets. The wheat and flour are symbols of the return to eating bread, and the coins symbolize a wish for good luck and prosperity. Dairy products are featured because in many parts of Morocco there is a custom not to eat these foods on Passover. When Moroccan Jews emigrated to Israel, they took this festivity with them, and it has become widespread even among non-Moroccans there. It's a day for massive picnics and barbecues held in public parks. There's folk music, singing and dancing, and Moroccan Jews often dress in traditional costumes. Politicians take advantage of these mass celebrations to pop in and greet their constituents. Here Here in Spain, a large segment of the Jewish population is of Moroccan origin, and Radio Sefarad's own Esther Kirub has agreed to tell us about how they celebrate Mimona in her own family. Thank you very much for talking to us today in English, Esther.
Thank you for inviting me.
Anytime. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about how Mimona is celebrated in your family. From what I said before, does this describe what the table looks like in your house?
You have described it exactly. I mean, all that you have said, I can see it in our home table in Mimona. As you have said, it's a very happy celebration that makes us stop for Pesach and turn back to the normal life. And you are asking for prosperity, for abundance, for wealth, for all that sweet life. So in our table, first of all, what we eat is milk, white cheese and lettuce with honey.
Uh-huh.
So it's like sweet things and also white things for maybe also because some communities don't eat milk or things with milk during Pesach. But we do it, I think, also because it's white. It means
like purity.
Purity, uh-huh. Yes, I think so. And also, of course, we can find in our table yeast. Yes, with a gold coin or a coin, a normal coin, just above the yeast. It's a stop from Pesach, and also the coin means abundance.
Does this coin stay there? Does somebody get the coin?
No, it stays there.
Uh-huh.
It stays there.
So this is almost like a new year kind of celebration, also the spring and new life and beginning.
Yes, also it's a welcome to the spring, maybe,
uh-huh.
Because we can also find flowers, you have the dry sheaves of wheat, you have a lot of sweet things, fruit, so I think it's also a welcome for the spring. Other things that we can find are, of course, dates and nuts, butter.
Mm-hmm.
It's very common. A fish that's complete.
Whole fish.
Yes, a whole fish.
Oh, is it cooked or is it just
no.
A dead fish?
Yes, it's a raw, at least in our house, it's uh-huh. a raw fish that
yeah.
you can find it in the table. But a lot of families, I think they have the tradition of cooking it the same night.
Uh-huh.
But the first is to put it there.
Do you eat it later?
We eat it next day.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. In our house, we also put a bowl with flour, eggs, and lima beans, all in the same bowl.
Uh-huh.
For the things that you said before, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And we also make terit. Terit is a kind of flat bread that you have to eat quite hot with honey and butter.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we eat all kind of sweets, cakes, that's the most typical.
Do you visit other families, or is that not
yes.
so much done here?
Yes, we have to visit our family, other families or friends, or go from house to house to give each other sweets. That's something nice about the end of Pesach. So that's mostly what we do.
So the customs from Morocco have pretty much stayed with you here in Spain. I think that's fantastic.
Yes, I think so. I think it's one of the prettiest traditions that we still have, and it's really Moroccan. That I don't know, I haven't heard about it in another Jewish communities from Turkey or from Greece. I haven't heard it, but this is quite nice, I think.
Yeah, I think it's lovely, and I think it's great that they've also begun to celebrate it in Israel. It's become very, very extended, and
yes.
I think that, you know, adopting the traditions of other communities is just such a wonderful, warm
yes,
thing
and,
to do.
And getting the tradition better because they also dance, and it's a very big party.
Have you ever been to one in Israel?
No, but they've told me.
Uh-huh.
Everyone knows it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can talk about Mimona to anyone. It doesn't matter if the family are from Morocco or not.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for explaining this to us.
Yes, I hope it was quite clear.
Oh, yeah, very
lot,
clear. Totally clear.
Thank you.
Well, since traditional food is such an important part of this holiday, I thought you might like to have a recipe. Perhaps the most typical Mimona dish is mofleta, which Esther described with a different name, but it sounds like the same thing to me. It's a kind of a crepe that's easy to make and very deliciously celebrates the return to using normal flour and yeast after a week of matzah. You'll need the following ingredients for this recipe. 3 1/4 cups all-purpose flour, 2 teaspoons of dry yeast, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, about 1 cup of lukewarm water, 2 tablespoons of olive oil, and butter and honey for serving it later. In a bowl, combine the flour, yeast, salt, and sugar. Make a well in the center and add enough water to make a ball. Knead it on a lightly floured board for 10 minutes or until it's silky and elastic, using the heels of your hands. Put it into an oiled bowl. Cover it with a clean towel and let it rest until the dough has doubled in size. Punch the dough down. Take pieces of dough the size of an egg and roll them out as thinly as possible on a lightly oiled surface. Oil a small, non-stick skillet or crepe pan and heat it over medium-low heat. Fry each mofleta for 2 minutes. Flip it over and cook it for another minute until both sides are pale brown. Wrap them in a clean cloth to keep them soft. Eat them as soon as possible because they quickly become tough. Serve sweet butter and honey to spread on them. This recipe will give you about 20 pieces. Enjoy. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with the song La Consagración de Moisés, The Consecration of Moses, sung by Alicia Ben Dayan. It's a traditional song from Tetuan in the north of Morocco, and tells the story of the Exodus from Egypt. It's from a CD called Traditional Sephardic Songs and Ballads from Morocco, recorded by Susanna Weichschahak as part of a project for the Jewish Music Research Center of Hebrew University in Jerusalem. See you next week.
Moses salió de Misraim, huyendo del rey Faraón, se fue derecho a Midian y se encontró con Yitro. Le dio a Zípora su hija porque era temiente a Dios. Odulado naikito ukile olam hasdo. Alabado sea su nombre porque siempre vio en nos dio en los cielos y en la tierra. Su merced nunca faltó. Moisés paseando el ganado que su suegro le entregó. Moisés paseando el ganado al monte de Horeb llegó. Viera ardir una zarza, el zarzal no se quemó. Oyó una voz que decía, Mose, Mose, mi siervo, descálzalo tus zapatos, que en lugar santo estás tú, Moses se cubrió sus ojos, temiendo de ver a Dios. Te irás derecho a Misraim y dirás al rey Faraón que te entregué las llaves de mi pueblo, el hebreo. Y si no te las entregaré, castigarlos quiero yo con 10 plagas que le mande, pa' que sepan quién soy yo. Esto es lo que yo sé, ¿no?